Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right, what's the weather like down there?
Yeah, a little bit drizzly at the moment. I don't think we'll be seeing much cricket today at Blunston Arena. It looks like it's going to settle in for most of the day, unfortunately. So after having a day of wet weather yesterday, it looks like we're heading towards a draw in that Sheffield Shield game, unfortunately.
Yeah, so Tassie playing New South Wales down there at Blunston. Matthew Wade got 140.
Yeah, he did. Great to see him back playing for Tassie, first of all, after being off with the Australian World Cup team. But yeah, 146. He got off 198 balls, so he just slotted back in beautifully. The other player to do well was Caleb Jewell with 53, but apart from that, was the tail that got most of the runs. Webster 41. Webster's not part of the tail exactly, but Freeman 32, Bird 30. It was pretty slim pickings apart from that. So in reply, New South Wales, none for 15 at stumps on day two. But as I said, looks like we won't be getting much play today either, unfortunately.
Mm. And we got play in the T20 World Cup. Full game in last night at the G. 80,000 plus to watch England. They were just too good for Pakistan.
Yeah, exactly right. So it was amazing, first of all, to get the game in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
After a bit of a doomsday scenario with the weather, it looked like we were going to get a game in at all. And I was talking about the reserve day today, but England thoroughly deserved the win, don't they? They've been a fantastic team this tournament, no doubt about that, led by their opening batsman, really. And Curran as well with the ball, who was named player of the series. And Curran was named player of the series and player of the match last night, but didn't make the team of the tournament. So that's a bit of a head-scratcher, Darren. I'm not sure how that works. Yeah, full credit to England. Obviously, the game was on tenterhooks there for a point. Freddie went off with that injury too. It's so important to them as a bowler. So you just don't know what might have happened if he had stayed out there. But England, you probably thought, were on track to win it anyway at that point. You know, it just didn't seem to have quite enough runs on the board at the halfway point, did they, Pakistan? But, you know, both teams have done well to get there. They both had hiccups at stages throughout the tournament. And England now hold the one-day trophy and the T20 World Trophy. So pretty amazing effort by the Poms.
Yeah, their batting order is just so long that they can afford to just hit all the way down. I mean, you mentioned Sam Curran there. I think he was scheduled to come in at, like, number 9 or something.
Yeah.
So, and Ben Stokes was just terrific. All right, so well done to England. Now, the WBBL. So Hurricanes women, they've won 3 in a row now, so puts them 3rd on the ladder.
Yeah, we forecast how important the trip to South Australia was on Friday, didn't we? And they've done very, very nicely indeed over there, knocking off the Strikers and the Heat, two teams that are really going to be pushing for that top four. So fantastic stuff. And, yeah, they come to La Trobe now for two winnable games against the Melbourne Stars, who are battling this tournament. There's no doubt about that. So it should be two more that they can win potentially there, and that would just about secure a final spot. We're not too far away, really, from the final. It's next Saturday, I think, not this one, but the one after. So it'll roll around pretty quickly. But, yeah, if you had a loose end over the next couple of days up there on the coast, make sure you get along and support the girls.
Yep, so both games due to start 3 p.m. tomorrow and Wednesday at La Trobe, Hurricanes versus the Stars. Let's see, a Rugby League World Cup, Australia into the final. They'll play Samoa this weekend after Samoa knocked England out. So that'll be a cracker. That Samoan team's chock-a-block with NRL players, so not really that much of a surprise. What's going on in the A-League?
Well, I'll tell you what happened yesterday. Western United, who are the reigning champions, of course, they've started the season really poorly and were on the bottom of the table. They went over to Wellington, though, yesterday, across the ditch and got a win, only in the dying moments as well, 3-2. It was locked at 2-2 in about the 88th minute, I think it was, and United got the sealer, so a really good win for them. Other games this round, Adelaide United was way too good for Melbourne Victory back on Friday night, 3-0. Melbourne City, 2-1 winners over Newcastle, and the Western Sydney Wanderers defeated Sydney 1-0. And the other game yesterday was a win to Macarthur, 3-2 over Central Coast.
We forgot to mention on Friday about Nathaniel Atkinson getting a spot in the Socceroos squad for the World Cup. How good's that?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, when you actually sit down and think about it, first Tasmanian, as far as I know, that's played at a World Cup. And, you know, all the people in the world that try and get it, some of the best players in the world aren't even playing in it, Darren, because their country hasn't qualified.
Yeah.
And then you've got, a young man from Launceston who's in the Socceroos lineup. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? And, you'd expect him to probably start too, which is even more exciting. So can't wait for that to roll around. France is our first opponent coming up. So, yeah, it's not too far away. It'll all get underway, and we'll be cheering on that, that's for sure.
Yeah, very good. Now, Jack Jumpers, so they had the NBL had the weekend off. So when's their next game?
Friday night in Launceston. So looking forward to that. We've got New Zealand coming to town to the Silver Dome. So obviously played them twice already this season for two losses over there at their place in New Zealand. So getting them back over here will be interesting. They've got a really good team, there's no doubt about that. But probably should have won the first game, potentially the second game they blew us out of the water. So we'll be out to get them this time, that's for sure. And obviously the Boomers played two in Kazakhstan in the early hours of Saturday morning. Jack McVay was part of that, so he'll be coming back to play for the Jack Jumpers as well. So he'll be probably a little bit jet-lagged potentially, but yeah, it was great to see the Boomers qualify over the weekend as well for the World Cup.
All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll talk more about that Friday. Thanks a lot, have a great day.
You too, mate.
Okay, Brent's on WinTV tonight from 5:30.